Tom Corkle in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, going to be partly cloudy. We'll have a high around 77. Kenosha right now, 60 degrees. It is 58 in Burlington. It's 64 in Milwaukee and 63 degrees in Racine. Three men from Illinois dead, shot at point-blank range by a younger man while attending an event called Larry's Fun Fest at the Great Lakes Dragaway south of Highway KR in Kenosha County. The investigation to look at everything, including possibly gang connections. Sheriff David Beth telling reporters at the scene it was chaotic. A lot of unknowns, except that it happened with a lot of people on the grounds at the time.
I believe that all three of them are from Illinois. And I know at least two of them are from Aurora, Illinois. Two died. Their bodies are still here on scene. One was transported to the hospital. He died while en route. We do not have the suspect in custody. The initial description I was given when I went back there to get a briefing was blue jean shorts, a black hoodie of some sort, and in his 20s.
The sheriff acknowledging a potential for help through those in attendance, perhaps catching video or single images of the crime. Sheriff Beth adding there's a lot of information to process given the venue and the big crowd. Aside from responding to the shootings, evacuation of what became a crime scene was a slow, methodical process. The Racine County Sheriff's Department and Mount Pleasant Police assisting on the north perimeter. At one point early in that response, a drone was confiscated by the Kenosha Sheriff's Department. No information, however, on who was operating it. A crowd of close to 150 crowded into a long, narrow alley off 16th Street near Phillips Avenue in Racine to remember 20-year-old Deshaun Jordan, who was shot and killed there last week. The Racine Interfaith Coalition's normally subdued event filled with high emotion, including family and friends. Racine Unified's Brian Wright talking about helping Jordan get his graduate papers from Park High School to the Racine Alternative Education School.
We don't know the motive.
I got to tell you, the last day of school, he was there till 3:30. We got done at 1:30. He was there till 3:30 to make sure he was going to finish. And there were four adults there with him. And we were so proud that Deshaun decided to come back and graduate from high school. So we wanted to make sure you knew that this guy is not a quitter. He was a believer in himself. To believe in what he was doing.
Jerome McKalia offering a message about not doing the kinds of things that landed him in prison for a time.
I'm 3 years out of prison. I ain't seen the jail cell since. I've been working my off and I ain't never been this blessed. My body hurt, my mind hurt sometimes, but you know what? I'm proud of myself. But y'all young black males, man, y'all got to figure out what y'all want to do with y'all life and get it together, like straight up, because this ain't cool. It ain't never been cool to do no shit like this.
Yeah.
Like straight up, this man. And that's all I'm going to say, man. Rest in peace, little bro.
Pastor Prentice Robbins of New Beginnings of Faith Church of God in Christ and Rick's clergy group encouraging the group to help stop all the pain that so many are feeling with losing family and friends.
We've seen a father's pain. We can't have that. There's a lot of other pastors out here right now that we're burying folks. You know, that hurts us too. We got to stop that. You got, every time we bury somebody, it's pain. We all are feeling this pain today.
Yeah.
And we're the ones that are in charge of the pain. We can control the pain.
The backdrop for the prayer vigil, a wall to a business on which messages were printed, items left to remember Deshaun Jordan, from balloons to liquor bottles to flowers, and the ever-present number 23 in tribute to the number that Michael Jordan wore during his NBA playing career. Meanwhile, 17-year-old Rytrell Earl is jailed, charged with Jordan's homicide. Fire early this morning caused a significant amount of damage to a large one-story building for the City of Kenosha's Parks Division within the Department of Public Works. The initial 911 call at about 1:20 a.m. was regarding smoke from the roof. A police officer arrived shortly thereafter to confirm, and then the fire department's first unit called back to dispatch it was a working fire. More crews and equipment then were called in. Mutual aid included units from South Shore to Newport, Illinois, coming in to cover the stations that had been vacated. On-scene reports had lots of smoke, a significant amount of water being used in that response. The fire declared under control at 2:40 this morning. Public Works Director Shelley Billingsley contacted. Two DPW supervisors were on scene. At one point, City Administrator Frank Bassetti showed up. Fire crews worked to get the hoses and the other equipment off the streets ahead of morning rush, a big concern. Having been 39th Avenue, they did that within the last half hour. And firefighter breathing apparatus is, of course, critical for the job that they do, and the replacement cost is not small, which is why finding grant money is always welcome, especially by municipal government officials, the latest case being in the village of Caledonia. Administrator Tom Christensen telling board members that the current equipment becomes unusable in 2019, so the time to act is now, almost $300,000 having been budgeted.
In the 2018 capital budget, we had $290,000 earmarked for replacement of that equipment. To the fire department's credit, they sought grant funding, and we are, if we choose to accept it, for a grant of $198,955 by the FEMA Assistance to Firefighters Grant Program.
Christensen noting the village's 10% match to the grant will be just under $20,000, but some related equipment also needs to be acquired. The village board gladly approving the acceptance of the FEMA Assistance to Firefighters Grant, also supporting the related amendment to the current year budget on fire department apparatus. Well, as of today, a section of Racine County Highway A, also known as Plank Road, is closed to traffic while a large culvert is replaced with a bridge over the west branch of the Root River Canal. Construction expected to last about 2.5 months, the bridge opening in late October, though construction, of course, is always weather-dependent. Highway A will be closed to traffic at the construction site, which is about a half mile east of 61st Drive. A detour, of course, will be posted. Kenosha County Board coming up tomorrow night could consider a resolution in support of the incentive package being offered to Foxconn. Supervisor Terry Rose, sponsor of the resolution, wants to make it clear Kenosha County wants the LCD production facility in southeast Wisconsin, saying his resolution does not go into any details about the incentive plan, which is likely going to be amended in Madison before being considered by the legislature.
Details of that, but we want to make sure that our legislators understand that the Kenosha County Board of Supervisors, on behalf of the people in this county, are in support of this kind of economic development. It's very positive.
He says he'll request the resolution be taken up at tomorrow night's meeting, not referred to committee, which would likely mean it would not be debated by the full county board before the legislature takes action. The only boat launch on Lake Michigan in Racine County is in the city of Racine, and because of a two-tiered fee system instituted by the city, county residents have to pay more to use it. The Racine County Board's Public Works, Parks, and Facilities Committee recently approved a resolution asking the city to end the two-tiered fee system, noting that while the boat launch is in the city, the boats launch into the basin, which is owned by the county. Julie Anderson, the county's Public Works and Development Services Director, says the daily launch fee for city residents is $8, $10 for county residents.
For a season.
The two-tiered system is allowed under state law, she notes, committee unanimously voting to draft a resolution asking the city to remove the two-tiered system, suggesting that everyone pay the same higher fees. Well, in less than a month, Racine's lakefront by Reef Point Marina is going to play host to the Antique and Classic Boat Society's International Boat Show. And to haul in those boats, you need a trailer. They'll have to go somewhere when those trailers are not in use. The request of the City Park and Rec Board was for the gravel road east of Pershing Drive on a 24-hour basis, something Park and Rec Director Tom Molbeck noted could get a little crowded down there.
If you were down at the Gus Macker tournament at all, or down by Sam and Ram at all on the weekend, that whole parking lot by 8 o'clock was filled with cars, trucks, trailers. There was absolutely no other parking but trucks and trailers and for the boats. So, I mean, I can tell you that my only concern as a director is that for that amount of days, 6th through the 10th, that those trucks will be in there. Does that cause a problem for the public?
He explained that there was no fee listed for the request, so one was created based on other uses for park and rec sites. Ruled out for extra parking space, though, was the grass at Pershing Park, where past events caused some damage. Park and Rec Commission supporting the requested use of the gravel road east of Pershing Drive for the 24 hours of storage on the trailers for the Antique and Classic Boat Society's International Boat Show, September the 6th through the 10th at Reef Point Marina. WRJN.com is our webpage. We keep our newscasts in the local news section. And throughout the day, at WRJN News, get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.